For the third year in a row, about 24 employers and a wide range of job placement agencies set up shop in the Oak Hill Gym, while more than 200 inmates wandered from booth to booth looking for advice on how to find work once they get out. Corrections Secretary Matt Frank says such fairs are a joint effort by the Departments of Workforce Development and Corrections to help inmates find work or at least job leads before they're released.
The public is best served if these offenders are not only held accountable for their actions, but also have the opportunity to become successful members of our community, resulting in fewer new crimes, fewer offenders returning to jail or prison, and fewer taxpayer resources expended on law enforcement, court time, and incarceration.
43-year-old Melvin Boone has spent the last 26 years behind bars for armed robbery and murder. As he talks with a representative of Brunsell Lumber and Millworks, he says he's hoping the construction training he got at Oak Hill may help him land a job with the company.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like something I would like to do. And I know being an offender, there'll be situations where I'll need to prove myself to employers, and that's something I'm looking forward to.
But it's likely to be an uphill battle. Wisconsin's prison population stands now at about 22,000. About 9,000 are released each year. And studies show ex-offenders like Boone who don't find work have an 80% chance of getting stuck in the revolving door that leads back to prison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.